starting at 7 a.m. with homegrown produce, fresh flowers and plants, baked goods and food, and original works of art at the corner of Illinois and Vine Streets, downtown Urbana. Information at 384-2444.
And a reminder that tomorrow morning we'll be at the market at the square with the WILL tent. You can meet a bunch of us, including WILL TV's Illinois gardener, Diane Noland. And that'll be tomorrow morning between 9 and 11. Of course, we'll set up about 7 o'clock and be there till about 11 o'clock. And we'd love to see you stop by. You can buy an eco tote bag to help you tote your goodies home from the market at the square tomorrow morning in Urbana. Right now, AM 580 News. Here's Jeff Bossert.
Thanks, Jay. Good morning. The University of Illinois is looking on possible changes to its global campus initiative. The online learning program has been hampered by limited courses and low enrollment. During last week's Board of Trustees meeting, President Joe White said Global Campus was making progress but had not yet fulfilled its mission.
The bad news is that the driving force behind Global Campus is to bring high-quality, highly accessible, highly affordable college education to large numbers of people who cannot earn it in the traditional way. We are not doing that.
The chair of the U of I Senate, Nick Rebula, says thus far, not enough undergraduate degree programs have been offered, which are at the heart of the Global Campus vision. He says right now, mostly master's or professional degrees are offered via Global Campus.
And the master's level professional programs, it's an important niche, but those programs don't seem to have the prospect of creating the kinds of revenue that the Global Campus needs to be generating.
Rebula says the undergraduate programs are the one that ensure higher enrollments. Currently, Global Campus enrollment is at 121. This is up from 12 in January. Rebula says possible changes for Global Campus may become public as soon as Monday. Illinois lawmakers are coming back to work next week so they can vote on ethics legislation. First, Senate President Emil Jones announced yesterday he was calling senators back. Then Governor Rod Blagojevich called a special session for both the House and Senate on Monday. Originally, Jones wasn't going to act on the ethics bill until the Senate's next scheduled session in November, but the delay raised constitutional questions that might have killed the bill or tied it up in legal battles. Presidential candidate Barack Obama called Jones on Wednesday and urged him to act quickly. Jones says he agreed because of his friendship with Obama. The ethics legislation would restrict campaign donations by people doing business with the state. A Champaign County Board Committee may vote this fall on whether to end the county's use of two county administrators. That's according to County Board Chairman Pius Weibel, who says the policy committee may take up the matter next month. That committee includes Republican Greg Knott and Democrat Brendan McGinty, who have advocated a return to a single administrator. Weibel says he supports the concept, too.
The problem with dual administrators, I see, is that it's a flow of information. You have information going to one that the other person may not know about, and vice versa. So it's always better if you had just one person at the top. That way, all the information gets to one person.
Champaign County has had its unusual dual administrator system since 1998, with Denny Inman and Deb Busey holding the positions. Their contracts expire next year. Weibel says while the current policy committee may state its view on the issue this fall, the final decision will be left to the county board formed by this November's election. About 25 police vehicles congregated in the Marketplace Shopping Center parking lot last night until early this morning as part of an extensive Champaign Police training exercise. Deputy Police Chief Troy Daniels estimates that 60 officers were involved in the drill. He also says while the department runs training exercises every few months, it only holds large-scale exercises like one last night was held every few years.
It's one thing to practice in a small group. When you start bringing all the agencies together, start bringing in the command post, you start to learn where your weaknesses may be.
Daniels adds few police knew what the drill would be beforehand. The drill put police through a scenario where three suspects shot two people in the mall and held about 30 more hostages. Family and friends of the police officers were recruited to play some of the hostages in the exercise. State officials say unemployment in Illinois jumped slightly in August, rising for the fourth consecutive month. The unemployment rate was 7.3% in August, or roughly about 491,500 jobs. That's compared with a revised 7.2% in July. Unemployment is at its highest level since June of 1992. The director of Illinois' Department of Employment Security says national economic instability is hurting Illinois workers. August unemployment rate is up more than 2% over last year. It was 5.2% in August of last year. There is some good news. Several job sectors showed slight employment increases over the one-month period. That includes construction, which added about 900 jobs from July to August. Our next report of AM 580 News is at 8:30 with headlines at 8:06. I'm Jeff Bossert.
This morning's weather forecast is made possible with support from your locally owned Central Illinois IGA supermarkets, including your Jerry's IGA stores on Kirby Avenue in Champaign, in Sullivan, and Maggio's IGA in Tolono. Hometown proud and encouraging you to join them in supporting public radio.
And meteorologist Scott Oltov joins us for another in-depth look at weather here on this day before the last weekend of summer. Fall comes in Monday morning.
Yep.
And we're going to go out on a pretty good note here. We're mentioning a lot about the farmer's market because we'll be there tomorrow morning. Diane Nolan will be there. And we have Illinois Gardener starting on the radio. We'll be rerunning the audio of the TV show on Saturday morning, 6:30.